I'm black guy that likes KFC.
You're white bread, Ian.
But I don't like KFC. So that
KFC.
Back general. By popular demand. It's the second episode of the Take 4 podcast.
We're not starting now, are we?
We started right now.
No, we're
not. It's not really popular.
Recorded already.
Because we're going to get ice cream, so we can't do this.
No, we'll take an ice cream break after the news.
No.
But what's up, everybody?
I refuse.
It's not gonna. It's not gonna melt.
The ice cream's gonna come any day.
Any day now.
We ordered your ice cream, so it doesn't matter.
I'm not getting ice cream, so it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
You can.
You're the only one that suffers.
You're not gonna say anything, and Kyle's gonna sit down. And like, yo, Twilight.
All right, today, this week, or
I refuse to record.
You can't do this.
You can sit out
you
if you want.
You cannot do this.
I don't think it's fair. I need my ice cream.
You can. Well, when the ice cream comes, you can sit out.
What?
You're organizing a what?
You know what happens to people who are not supporting the strike?
You're trying to make them stronger so that...
You're trying to make us come to your side.
Yeah.
You know what? We're not getting ice cream.
What's in it for us?
Whose fault is that?
Not mine.
It's not mine either.
All right. So before we get into the news, anybody wants to talk about their lives for a second? What's going on with you, Kyle?
Oh.
Nothing's been happening with you?
Kyle, there's always something wrong with your life.
When the ice cream comes, something will happen in Kyle's life.
Yeah.
What happened in my life?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
It's been 2 weeks
yesterday.
Since I last saw you. It's been 2 weeks since your last confession. What's up?
I've been doing work.
What you been working on?
This website.
What's the website called?
I can't tell you. I signed an NDA.
It's something for Karen. She's lying. I can tell you.
Who's Karen? Nobody knows who that is.
Karen Alfred, who lives at, what's her address? Beside Lich.
In Calabar,
in the
but
complex
the uptown,
the
yeah.
Yeah, Google Maps will tell you where it is because it works in Jamaica and shit.
All right, fine. Ian, what's up with you?
We're not doing, you're not using, can we start over, please? This is bad.
I like it so far.
I hate it.
You hate your own voice, though.
Me too.
That means the whole podcast you don't
like. A lot
of
people hate their own voice. So
now I'm going to be self-conscious while recording.
You want to just go into the news?
What?
Let's talk about news.
Okay.
Wait, did you introduce us?
All right, yeah.
See, this is why we need to start over.
I'm Damien. We got...
Waterboy?
Waterboy.
I don't understand.
Ian,
I'm
Waterboy
from the first episode.
Yeah.
You know our names.
Nick Gordon.
Am I supposed to something catchy?
If you want to.
Do I have to?
You don't have to.
All
right, so say something, man.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Want me to say your name again so you can say it?
No.
All right, say it.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Gordon.
Is that my name?
Kyle Howard.
Yeah, that's me.
That's it?
Yeah, that's
all right.
It.
So let's just get into news since you have nothing going on in your life except some top secret website you can't tell anybody about. Kyle, you've been watching Ballers, right?
Yeah.
Who's you?
Oh, no,
please. Who's in Ballers?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson has just signed on to... Shut up. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is set to reunite with San Andreas directors for Rampage, the video game movie. Do you remember Rampage?
Do I remember it? How old do you think I am?
I don't know. Have you played it?
No.
You haven't played Rampage?
I'm 20
What
years
is
old.
Rampage?
Rampage,
why would I play
the video
Rampage?
Game.
Yeah. No, Rampage the game with the giant monkey and all the giant lizard.
It's like a Godzilla fighting.
Which
have you never
this?
Played this?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Rampage is the best.
It's like Godzilla and giant monkeys.
Wait, yeah.
It's a fighting game?
Yeah. It was like, I have to show you. It's really low res. The directors of San Andreas are doing a movie about a video game where monsters fight each other.
The directors of San Andreas are doing a movie
that's
about
so
a video
nuts.
Game.
Okay.
Not GTA.
Yeah. I think that would be pretty cool because San Andreas is like lots of destruction and giant monsters fighting. They're going to have lots of destruction. So next, Jurassic World passes the Avengers for number 3 movie of all time. Anybody expect that? First
what was
one.
Number 2? Avatar.
Avatar and then Titanic. So Titanic is number 2.
Titanic is number 2.
Yeah, and Avatar is number 1. Avengers was number 3, and now it's Jurassic World.
I hope James Cameron directs Jurassic World.
So we can have the top 3.
I just want him to have the top 3.
Yeah. Not like he needs more money, though. I think he has enough.
How do you feel about Jurassic World?
Jurassic World is number 3. Can you stop taking pictures of us recording?
I'm going to caption it in the studio.
But no one can decide.
It's not a studio, though.
There's a mic there.
Yeah.
Jurassic World 2.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
You just asked me.
Pay attention. Jurassic World has become number 3 movie of all time, box office-wise.
Well, duh, it was good. It's better than... Well, I haven't seen
the other movies on that list.
Yeah, but the... First, Jurassic World, this is the first one to come out in 14 years.
Hang on, you haven't seen Avatar?
No.
Because literally everyone has seen Avatar. That's how they make
it. That's why it's number
one. I haven't
one.
Seen Avatar.
You haven't seen anything, though.
Exactly.
What's the last movie you saw in theaters? Was it Looper?
Looper.
That's like 3 or 4 years ago. And yet you're on a movie podcast. That's great.
Yep.
Yeah. But the last Jurassic Park movie came out 15 years ago. Why would you expect this to be as big as it was?
Because people have been waiting a long time and they had their hopes up. And then it delivered. And it more than
okay,
delivered.
But all right. Sin City had their sequel that came out like 9 years after. Nobody
cared.
Yeah,
but no one really watched the first Sin City.
That's true. But Jurassic Park had a bad track record, 2 and 3, going up. Right?
That's why they started as this is a sequel for 1. Without
go on.
Shut up. That's why they disregarded those two.
Cause, yeah. But they're not going to tell you in the trailer that, yo, we're not talking about those last two. Right?
They did.
They didn't say no. Well, the director will say in interviews, but it's. And it's, even in the movie, it's not that clear. You know, they don't explicitly say.
People read news, and the news said.
No, no. People don't read movie news.
People are on the internet.
If this movie reaches, it's third all time, right?
Yeah.
That means how many people have watched it?
A lot of people.
A lot of people. If you check, mark my words, if you add up like all the article views for every article that I said they are disregarding the last two Jurassic Park movies, and you add them up together, you're going to get like, 5% at most.
Well, this is also the thing with movies, right?
Right.
Even if nobody ever watched Jurassic Park 1, the first one.
Okay.
Someone's going to watch Jurassic World, and they're going to tweet, yo, this movie was great. Everybody should watch this movie. And then some other person is going to watch the movie because they're sheep, right?
They're sheep.
And it's all one.
Movie audiences are sheep.
And once someone says, yo, go watch this, it's good. You're going to watch it, and then you're going to come back and say, yo, this was good.
So you're saying Jurassic World has become the number 3 movie of all time based on word of mouth.
But
based on word of mouth.
No, based on that based logic, on I feel like freaking, why isn't Twilight up there?
Exactly.
Should have been. But like, not just word of mouth, but like, you have the people who were suffering from severe nostalgia.
Suffering.
It's.
Well, in Kyle's defense, the word nostalgia used to refer to post-traumatic stress disorder.
It did.
Continue.
Right.
And then you have those people are the core fans, and then you have the other people. They're not really important. They're like bandwagonists, and they just jump on because, yo, this movie's good.
Can I curse?
And you combine them.
Yeah, I'll let the go. Okay.
You too. You too. And you combine all of them, like, yo, this is good. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Jurassic World, it debuted the number 1, like, opening weekend of all time. Beating Avengers 1.
What are you going to do?
And Marvel released a picture with Chris Pratt on top the Indominus Rex. Or no, it was on top of T-Rex. Holding
Marvel?
Yeah.
Marvel?
Holding Thor's hammer. Yeah, that was Marvel's release. So, yeah. But what I'm saying is, it's kind of like they're buttering their own bread because it's a Chris Pratt movie. And if you promote Chris Pratt, you promote one of your own properties. It's kind of getting to that point where everybody's in.
Or only 5 actors get work. Yeah.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
What?
No.
Nah. If you look at
no.
it. Like,
no.
Whatever.
No.
Way,
moving on.
No.
Whatever way you're looking at
the CW. Stephen Amell thinks it's a safe bet that Oliver Queen will find out about his son on Arrow. No. Let's.
Whoa.
There's a horse in the house. Cal, sit down.
He hit me like a truck.
Yeah, it's a horse.
What about Oliver Queen now?
Yeah, Oliver Queen thinks it's safe bet that Oliver will find out. This is a mess. Yeah, ready.
Okay, so it's just like incest.
Stop.
No, we're not starting like
stop.
That.
Bro, just let me explain.
We're recording into our ice cream break, and we're not going to start with you talking about how Chris Pratt being on a picture released by Marvel
just
about Jurassic World is incest.
I'm going to comment on
we're not doing that. I told you to lean forward, and you just go right back.
On mic?
No.
Good.
Maybe.
Just don't do it. Just don't do it. No, you don't.
All right. Yeah, so Stephen Amell thinks it's a safe bet that Oliver Queen will find out about his son on Arrow.
Oliver Queen has a son?
Apparently. Yeah. Did you not remember that? No. It was like in the first season when his girlfriend was pregnant and his mom...
His girlfriend was what?
His girlfriend was pregnant.
She was pregnant. And he kept his mom.
Was Laurel's girlfriend?
No, no, no. Another girlfriend.
What?
It was, he was cheating on Laurel with a girl.
Wasn't that Sarah?
No. That was a different girl. He was cheating on Laurel with Sarah. And then... And then there was another girl who got pregnant, and he thought it was taken care of, as in,
oh,
right.
And then his mom was like, y'all take care of
me. Yeah.
In a really shady way.
Right. And then the girl went off and had the child, and that was 5 years ago in season one. Now it's been 8 years
since. So that child's not
Damien? I mean, I'm Damien, so.
But are you?
But you mean, I said it, that's what I said earlier. I said, yo, I'm Damien. This is the Take 4 podcast. And I'm Damien, and you're Nick. Catchphrase.
So that child's not some of the demon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question.
What up?
Question?
What have I told you about saying question when you have a question? Just ask the question.
His mom beats it.
Suit guy.
Suit guy?
Yeah, suit
who
guy.
Who is suit guy?
From Arrow.
Who is suit guy? Suit?
The Atom, yeah.
Okay.
Him and Felicity. You watch Arrow, Ian?
No.
Are you going to watch Arrow in the future?
No.
Okay, so aren't Ian and Felicity supposed to get married? Right?
No. What?
Yeah, it was in the future thing.
They rode off into
the Oh, you mean
spoilers.
In the... No, but in season season 4 of Arrow had Oliver Queen and Felicity running off in
the,
or driving
what
off
the
in
the hell knows what happened in season 4 of Arrow? Or season.
So yeah, Oliver Queen, Stephen Amell says, me personally being a dad, I would love to see how Oliver interacts with having a kid. Now, obviously, it would be a different experience from that experience, but I think that that storyline deserves further attention. One of the big tenets of Greg Berlanti is you don't introduce something to the audience and don't tease it if you are not going to follow through it in the same way, or in some way, shape, or form. So I think it's a safe bet that Oliver will find out about his child at some point. Do you want to see Oliver Queen training his little kid
in the
Arrow Cave? Is Oliver Queen even coming back, or is he just going to stay on the beach forever?
I mean, he's actually coming back because they had
off his costume.
Yeah, I know.
Plus,
we're going to get to that.
I don't want to see Oliver with any more relationships.
Plus,
what do you mean anymore? So you don't want him to have a... okay, I see what you mean.
Make him weak.
No more.
Make him weak.
Yeah,
beach queen.
But you don't mean, you know, love relationships. You just
I'm
mean
talking
anybody.
About
family, friends, whatever.
In general.
They
yeah.
Make him weak.
Yeah. They, but
remember
they,
Oliver King when the season when the show just started?
And he was dark and brooding and didn't want to talk
to
anybody.
Is that your rule in general or just for the show?
In general. Like, relationships make you weak.
So you're cool with, like, not seeing your dad, right?
Yeah, it makes me strong, dog.
All right.
J. Cole song about this.
But they released a picture of Oliver Queen's new costume for season 4. Cal, you seen it?
I think I saw it.
You know,
I saw Flash's costume as well.
Yeah, and they also released Flash season 2 suit. Flash season 2 also is going to have a lot more speedsters in it. So it's going to have Flash. It's going to have...
People run fast.
Yeah, I realize what...
Quicksilver
is Marvel.
No.
Yeah, so here's Oliver Queen. Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably going to stop watching Arrow.
That's what you said.
Like,
when I showed you the Ghostbusters picture, you're like, yeah, I'm probably not going to watch that.
Like,
so is it just when I show you something,
I
you're like, no?
I can't keep up with series for too long.
Okay.
Like, I just need something new in my life.
You have television commitment issues.
Yeah.
I also have commitment issues.
You get bored with her after a couple of seasons and you're just like, this
it's
isn't
not
working
like,
anymore.
It's like
I liked it when you were young and fresh.
That's perfectly normal.
I get what...
Oh no, it all makes sense because you really like origin stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it all makes sense.
They get too comfortable with like this stuff.
The status
just,
quo?
Like, daily life. And it's
right.
Like, boring.
Yeah. Anyway, here's Flash season 2's picture.
I don't mind it.
It's about the same as the first one, except the emblem is now white and gold instead of being red and gold.
Which it should be.
Which it should be. But not much is known about Flash season 2. I know that. What's the new series? Heroes of Tomorrow or Legends of Tomorrow?
Legends of Tomorrow.
Right, that's being pushed back from later on this year to...
Next year.
Wasn't it supposed to be a bridge between
previous
season and the next one?
Nope.
No. It's coming in the middle of Arrow and Flash in 2016.
What?
Yeah.
So we're not going to have Hot Girl and...
No, not till next year, 2016.
Sorry.
Yeah. 2016 is actually a big year for a lot of productions. Nice segue, right?
Alkaline predicted this.
For Yu-Gi-Oh? I'm confused.
No. Well, Yu-Gi-Oh is one of them. Yeah, but coming out of Comic-Con, they released a bunch of information. Batman v Superman, which is a court case involving Batman suing Superman for...
V stands for versus.
Green Lantern Corps, which is Cal, not the core of the Green Lantern, as in the center. It's
Green Lantern corpse, not a dead body.
Yeah, yeah. X-Men Apocalypse, Yu-Gi-Oh, what is it Yu-Gi-Oh called?
The doesn't matter. Darkness.
Darkness of the cards.
Matter. Is darkness the mission?
The dark heartness.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It does not.
So let's talk about Green Lantern first. This is, Tyrese has been talking about Green Lantern for a long
Which
time.
Which
Tyrese
me?
Who?
Tyrese Gibson.
Why?
The last name.
Because he wants to be, he wants to be Green Lantern.
Why?
Because he thinks he'd be great to do. You want to hear what he said?
No.
He said, I've already had a couple of meetings with at Warner Brothers, no. So we'll see what happens. The star of Transformers and Fast and Furious series said, I do believe that there needs to be more black superheroes out there, but that's not even my motivation, right? That's a part of it, but it's not his motivation.
He wants to be Jon Stewart?
I think I would be the best Green Lantern, and based on my fans and support that spent around $6 billion in box office receipts, I feel like there's a fan base of fans out there waiting to see me put on this green suit and do my thing. So I would love to confirm something today, but I can't. We'll just keep following up.
So what you're saying is I'll be the best Green Lantern, not because of my acting talents, but because I'll make you the most money, Warner. Come on.
Yep. But it's not. Do people go to Fast and Furious to see Tyrese?
No.
Tyrese is good at nothing.
Exactly.
He's good at nothing. I'm sorry.
I think Ludacris would have.
No, Tyrese, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on.
He tried to be a rapper and he failed.
Nah, doesn't
he have
a number one?
He's like C-list.
Yeah.
Number one, right?
He had a number one song or something like that? Album?
You listen
not
to
album.
It?
Not album.
No, but I saw it on YouTube or something.
Yeah, I think he
has.
Yeah, Michael Cera put on an album too, but he's not at the Country Music Awards. Headlining.
But Tyrese was.
What?
Right?
At the Country Music Awards?
Go over that stuff.
No.
Anyways, his personality doesn't even match Jon Stewart.
Yeah. No, you're right.
But he's a
typical black guy.
I mean,
has he played anything but Tyrese?
Okay, I mean, I was disrespectful earlier.
Okay.
Sorry, Mr. Gibson.
Mr. Gibson. I'm not saying
but
that
I just
he's bad at everything like you said. I'm just saying he tends to play the same character. He kind of just plays Tyrese every time. And Jon Stewart is, he's
like,
super serious.
You Tyrese as Cal Reyna.
Okay.
I'd be better with that.
Yeah,
I'd
you
be
would.
Fine with it.
Yeah, but Jon Stewart is not, it's not
why
him.
Why didn't you say that?
Why didn't you say what? Don't have secret conversations.
No. Cal asked me to look up, like, Tyrese, like, the number one song he has.
Yeah.
And we found a video for top 20 Tyrese songs.
Okay,
what did you say about that?
I was wondering if you had more than 20 songs.
Yeah, because number 18 is the same as like number 8. Because like, yo, this one is actually really good.
I was listening to Apple Radio. I was listening to Beats 1 worldwide.
24/7,
all day, every day.
Are you sponsored?
I want to be. And they were talking, Tyrese was on it. He was just talking. He's like, yeah, this album I'm releasing is going to be the last one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, huh.
How many has he had?
Yeah, like, what's your musical career?
What? Alright, I'm gonna have to do this now. It's become a thing.
Tyrese's song peaked at number 7.
I'm looking up Tyrese
what
Gibson on Wikipedia.
How are you gonna act like that?
Yo, can you play that?
Can we?
Wait, I don't know if we. I don't know.
I think you have like 20 seconds of fair use.
Yeah, play it, play it, play it. Okay. There's a tag on his Wikipedia music career.
I mean, Tyrese is notorious for just sharing stuff.
He's notorious B.I.G.
for sharing stuff under his own name.
Mm-hmm.
Just finding YouTube videos. I look at his cool thing. I saw on his.
You actually love this song, don't you? You actually love this song. You didn't ever see.
Nah. Tyrese sick.
How many babies have you made?
But seriously though, who would you want to play Jon Stewart if you could pick one?
Not Tyrese.
Not Tyrese. Oh right, you know who Jon Stewart is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that was the thing when Green Lantern 2011 came out, I had so many friends asking me, yo, why isn't he black though? Yeah. Because they grew up on the cartoon and he was Jon Stewart in the cartoon.
Yeah.
I think Hal Jordan was in
the Ian, stop drinking milk.
Yo, if you're lactose intolerant, just don't do it.
The studio smells
horrible.
It's just so good.
Denzel popped into mind, but that's just because I watched Equalizer today, so I don't know.
Yeah, isn't he a bit too old?
Yeah.
What's his name? Idris.
Idris wouldn't be bad. I can see that.
He looks like the Jon Stewart from the cartoon.
Yeah, he would.
I'm just trying to think of a really black guy with a square jaw.
Mm-hmm.
But I just realized.
Who's the guy that plays the main person in Power?
Michael Jai Wright? Wow, yeah. Michael Jai White.
Yeah.
That's actually not bad. He was Bronze Tiger on Arrow, and he was one of the mobsters in The Dark Knight.
And he was also in that Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yes, he was. And he was in, well, I mean, obviously. Who was he going to play? Liu Kang?
Okay. You never know.
Reptile?
Racist.
I'm not being racist. I'm just saying there's one black guy in Mortal Kombat. So Michael Jai White's gonna play
Spider-Man
that guy.
Spider-Man wasn't black until they made him black.
Okay.
Spider-Man wasn't black.
Torch wasn't black until they made
him
black.
That's true.
There's a black Spider-Man.
Yeah, Miles Morales.
He's part black, part Mexican.
Which show is this?
What show is it? It's in the comics. Yeah,
also
they. How? When did they? 2011. Ultimate Spider-Man reboot. Yeah.
Probably like 09.
Yeah, maybe something like that. I don't think it's 09 because it was out. Was it? Oh. Okay.
I specifically remember because I stopped reading that.
But, the Green Lantern Corps movie has been announced, and I think there's no one announced to work on it. They haven't specified if it's going to be one Green Lantern or multiple.
Also, yeah, speaking of that, if Tyrese gets the role as John Stewart.
Which he won't.
Which I hope he won't. Can Ed Sheeran be?
Hal
face?
Jordan?
No, Guy.
You want
both gingers? Just make Ed Sheeran be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The first ginger superhero, though.
Yeah.
Have they had one yet? No, I think so. They've had redhead
gingers.
Gingers
don't have souls. They can't be superheroes.
But they have will, and that's all you need.
Oh.
If you're a Green Lantern, all you need is a will.
True.
The ring is powered on will. That's true. What is it? Green is will. Orange is greed. Red.
Yellow is fair. Blue is hope.
Red is rage.
Red is rage.
Black is death.
White is life.
Yeah. Why is black death?
Because
black that's how it's always been, man.
We're really good
the system's against you.
What?
But we don't know if it's going to be one human.
Indigo is compassion and pink is love.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't
want
to leave them out.
We don't know if they're going to be multiple human Green Lanterns. They're going to have the other from different planets.
They're going to be like planets. Yeah. Green Lanterns. They're going to have so many human Green Lanterns because...
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Is it going to be like a Guardians of the Galaxy thing where it's like one human hanging out with a bunch of other aliens?
Wasn't that how the other one was?
You're way too close to the mic.
It's in the car.
The other one? Yeah, that's how the other one was. And I think they're trying to... I don't know what the idea is with this. I just know that it's called Green Lantern Corps. The Corps is usually Hal Jordan with a bunch of friends. But if Tyrese is in talks, then it looks like John Stewart.
Which
unless
he won't be.
He says he's in talks. He's been he had like a long running Instagram campaign.
Tyrese
like,
should
talk
play
to Warner
Static
Brothers.
Shock or one of those.
He shouldn't play Static Shock.
That's his personality.
He's an actor. Stop with his personality.
Nah. Some actors, their personality just flows through all of it.
They do better in different in certain roles.
Yeah. Who do you want?
Heath Ledger and Joker.
Chris Pine has been in. Is rumored to play Hal Jordan alongside Tyrese with John Stewart.
Half of that is okay.
Yeah, I think Chris Pryan's all right. I think Chris Pryan has been, you know, he needs something more than Star Trek.
He's been in space before.
Yeah, he has been in space before. He's been a captain before. Yeah. So that's enough for Green Lantern. And Olivia Munn talks about the sexual costume for Psylocke in X-Men Apocalypse.
I mean.
Psylocke's outfit or uniform or suit or whatever you want to call it is very sexual.
It's like the first perfect translation of a comic book suit.
I've got like my thigh highs and a halter, but the thing about that, and that was most important, is that it doesn't matter what I'm wearing as long as we're all aware of who she is, she reasons. She's very strong and she's very lethal and she's very powerful, and it doesn't really matter what she's wearing as long as you have that strength and that presence. Now, it fits like a glove, but it's kind of hard because there's been times where I'm pulling and it pops like a balloon, which did happen on day one. Day one, I was like, guys, do we have a backup? Sorry, I popped my crotch. Olivia Munn is what a charming young lady she is. So she's kind of defending how sexual the costume looks. Did you find it was explicitly... She's not worse than Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad.
It looks the same as the comics.
Yeah.
For better or worse.
Right, but like...
I wanted them to change it.
Yeah.
I don't
wanted them to change it from what the comic looked like.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like... How loyal do you want to be to the source material if it doesn't exactly work as well?
I mean, it's the same thing like the X-Men movies when Wolverine doesn't wear yellow spandex, he wears... black.
He wears a black leather with yellow lines on it.
Yeah, and that's what all the X-Men wear.
Yeah.
And that just makes... more sense.
It makes more sense.
Really.
Yeah.
Than to see this Asian chick with a samurai sword in a onesie.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, I guess if we're talking superhero suits, like in Amazing Spider-Man, the reboot, they try to make it look a lot more functional. Like the eyes didn't look as they look like lenses.
Yeah.
And he had sneakers well, on
that's
the suit.
Canon, by the way.
What?
Lens.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but it doesn't look like that in the comic.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does now.
It does now?
Yeah, it's canon.
It's been a while since I read a Spider-Man comic. But yeah, why you should be able you should make changes if you want to like present it on a different format. It's not a comic, it's a film.
Yeah, it doesn't offend me. I just would have preferred it.
Yeah. But speaking of X-Men Apocalypse, they released a couple of pictures of in Entertainment Weekly. These are official, not set photos. Here's a picture of Apocalypse himself. Yeah. He's very purple. He's not that purple in the books, is he? He's like dark blue, isn't he?
Kind of grayish.
Yeah. I think you think they're trying to make him look a little bit like Thanos?
No, they're just sponsored by Rabina. That's it.
But people have been comparing him to...
from Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, is he Captain Ooze?
Yes.
Yeah, he looks a lot like him. Because he has the lines coming from his face in Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. And he has the pink eyes.
I saw the picture comparison. I'm not going to unsee it. And when I watch the movie,
That's all I'm going to see. We had to do some... This is Oscar Isaacs talking about the costume. We had to do some adjustments here and there and be like, all right, maybe this is too alien. He also is someone who people would want to follow and not just be terrified of. So the balance and then making sure that there's great elements from the comic, but also making your own thing as well. In the comic, he's generally like 12 feet, 600 pounds. He says, the last battle is going to be pretty insane. I mean, it's like the freaking Apocalypse fighting all of the X-Men. It's pretty cool. Apocalypse is not an alien, is he?
No, he's the first mutant.
He is the first mutant
from ancient Egypt.
Right, and he's been around for a long time. Do you know what his powers exactly are?
They're kind of like they fit whatever the writer wants it to be.
Right,
so
at the time.
Whatever you want his powers to be, that's what his powers are going to be.
Yeah. And he...
But, the thing that's constant with him is that he has a corrupting influence.
Right.
He picks his four horsemen. And death, famine, conquest, and...
War?
That sounds like... War, what's it?
The Book of Revelations, where it's from?
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same idea. But they actually announced who his four horsemen would be.
Is one Angel?
One is Angel.
Fantastic.
Who's going to be Archangel. Because whenever Apocalypse corrupts a mutant, they gain extra abilities.
Yeah.
And they change their appearance a bit. Because Angel typically has... feathery wings.
And he gets metal wings that shoot razor blades with neurotoxins.
And I'm not sure who is who. I know Magneto is going to be one.
Really?
Yeah. And Psylocke, Angel, and Storm is going to be his four horsemen.
No Wolverine.
Which is strange, because this is supposed to be Hugh Jackman's last X-Men movie, and then he's going to do Old Man Logan.
I mean, whenever I watch this movie, I'm going to see Wolverine get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit down and think to myself, you know who did this better? Red Ranger did this better.
But yeah, speaking of ensemble cast, from X-Men from the Marvel side to the DC side, we went from Green Lantern to X-Men, now back to DC. Suicide Squad trailer was released. What do you think?
I feel that Will Smith was kind of out of place.
Yeah, I didn't like him at all.
Really?
He doesn't have that line. He doesn't have the dead shot. Where he's like, what's that with some sort of Suicide Squad? Suicide, we're just gonna go out there and do some suicides in a squad, bro.
I don't think that's a Will Smith problem.
Yeah.
I think anyone who says the line Suicide
bro.
Squad in the movie
yes.
title Suicide Squad,
yes.
that's a problem.
No, yeah. no. Well, if Viola Davis says it, it's gonna kick ass. I guarantee
maybe,
that. Maybe.
Like watching Avengers is like, guys, I guess we're in the age of Ultron.
Yeah, happen? right. Or it's like, I guess this is Transformers 3 Dark of the Moon time.
Yeah. As in, I don't think he's hardcore enough to be Deadshot.
I think he can be.
I think Will Smith can bring his own intensity.
I think Will Smith can be anything.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think he's a bit of a chameleon.
He's a real actor.
But he's not playing the chameleon.
He should be Jon Stewart.
He should be Jon Stewart.
He could be Jon Stewart.
But this movie is going to fail unless they have a song by Will Smith about the Suicide Squad, like he used to do with Men in Black and like he did with Wild Wild West. I want a Suicide Squad Will Smith song. Made for kids.
I second that.
Is that
an
R-rated
movie? Yeah, it is. But I want the song to be made for kids.
But guys, what about that Joker?
Jared Leto's Joker. With the grills, yeah. The grills actually make sense to me because it's like he's been fighting Batman for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Knocks his teeth out, he's going to need grills.
Okay.
I think he looks pretty good, though.
I think he
yes,
looks
definitely.
Yeah, I think, you watch the Dark Knight Heath Ledger version?
No.
No. He's a bit Heath Ledger-y.
I'm terrified of him.
Yeah, so am I. But I'm just saying, like each Joker, you can see how different they are.
Yeah.
And I guess we haven't seen that much from it. But it doesn't seem very close to Heath Ledger.
I'm not sure about that.
Not very close, but the voice kind of sounds the same.
At no point during The Dark Knight did I ever turn my face away from the screen.
Right.
Just watching this trailer, I just felt like, oh, this is...
Okay, so he actually disturbs you. Right, right. But they got rid of the head tattoo, right?
Yeah.
The damaged.
Yeah.
But every other tattoo is still there.
I didn't really have a problem with
that. Yeah. Share the theory that they think Joker might be Jason Todd.
I heard that.
Yeah. There was an older Joker, and then he beat Jason Todd to death, but then Jason Todd survived and then grew up to be the new Joker, and that's why he hates Batman so much.
He fits when he came back from the dead after Superboy punched the edge of the universe. Whatever.
Comics are stupid, hashtag.
When he came back, he became the Red Hood, and
right.
Red Hood was what Joker was before.
Yeah,
he was the Joker,
so Jason Todd has a history of taking Joker's aliases. Kyle, what are you doing? You're texting.
I'm listening to you guys.
Talk about the Joker from Suicide Squad.
Looks cool. He actually looks like he's going to be really good. Maybe better than Heath Ledger.
Maybe? Think so?
Yeah.
Because Heath Ledger was... That is the first time...
I was thinking, is...
Oh, you have something to say.
Are the actors themselves good, or is just the position of Joker so good itself that no matter who plays it,
that's a
it's
good
always
point.
Good?
That's a good point, actually. Joker is one of those characters that, you know, there's a lot to do there as an actor. Have you ever seen a Joker people didn't like?
Yeah, but there's a reason for that. Because the first one was good.
Right.
And everyone who comes after say, this is what I have to live up to.
Okay.
This is what I have to measure up to.
So you're saying that there's a benchmark
there's
that
a
they
standard.
Have to constantly...
There's a bar that's set.
Right, right, right. Yeah. All right, well...
It's not like this role is so good, anyone who picks it up is going to be a star.
No. I don't think that's the case at
Tyrese
all.
Tyrese could be a great Joker.
Tyrese is already the biggest fucking Joker.
Yo, man, I'm the Joker. Listen to my new album. but there's also other things in the trailer. We got a shot of Killer Croc. Doesn't look too bad. I mean, the way I see the Suicide Squad is it looks like a fan-made film based on the Arkham games.
I don't know. They picked Killer Croc over, what was it, King Shark?
King Shark.
I would have preferred
King
Shark. King
Shark.
I love King Shark. Because
King Shark he's just a man with a great white shark upper body.
Yeah, but he's very... afraid of himself.
Okay.
Afraid of what he can do, usually. But then, I think there's a panel in the comics where he just goes insane and literally says, no.
See, that's what I love about comics, is when writers acknowledge how ridiculous comics are and then just go full hog with it. All right.
Margot Robbie, though. I like her.
She's spinning up and down in that...
I like her.
Yeah, she's good, though. I've only seen her in Wolf of Wall Street. But I think she'd make a good Harley Quinn. She's got that moment where she's like, I hope you got insurance, with Batman on top of the car. But Batman's going to be in this movie. I didn't expect that.
More than one Batman.
More than one? Why do you say more than one?
People dressed up like Batman.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Batman, Batman versus Superman released their first trailer. Or not first trailer. The second trailer at Comic-Con.
The first good one.
First good one. Kyle, what are you doing?
I'm searching for something.
What are you searching for?
Nothing.
Cal, what is that?
Games to watch?
What are you doing?
You got some football to watch?
To all the Chelsea fans out there, Falco is about to play for Chelsea for the first
time
ever.
Can't say about to. It's not going to come out now.
Yeah, but...
Cal, it's Sunday now.
Yeah, but he's going on the field.
No. It's
up,
Sunday.
What you need to say...
He played yesterday.
Yo, Chelsea fans, Falco scored a hat-trick. He goal on two saves, and then we lost... 8-12.
Actually, no, Victor Moses scored.
So right before we recorded, we watched the Batman v Superman trailer. I think it is the first time I'm mildly interested in this movie. But then I remember that it's the same Superman from Man of Steel, and then I'm not interested anymore.
I mean, the movie wasn't all bad, Man of Steel.
The first half I'm fine with.
Yeah, him learning to use his powers, his parents being really bad parents.
Not really his parents, just his dad. But then his mom is really bad in this trailer.
Yeah. Because
she's like, Superman, you should save the world and be the best man you could be and be there for all the little children and put smiles on their faces.
Or not.
The Man of Steel was the one where he was supposed to save that dog and his father went instead?
Yes, his dad went
Such
instead.
Such a stupid movie.
Right.
Or when his dad was like, you should just let that kid drown, Clark.
Just let him, what did you expect me to do? Like, the boss of children drown? He's like, Sure.
See, my favorite part of Man of Steel was the Krypton parts with Russell Crowe.
Right. The first was only like 5 minutes in the first part, though.
Yeah, but every part was like Russell Crowe. I liked it.
Yeah. Wait, even when he was a ghost dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, he's real dad. I mean, fake dad.
Fake dad. But Wonder Woman's in this movie. Yeah. It's the first time we've seen her in action. She did her clap thing.
I don't.
She does a whole wave of stuff.
I still want to know where Batman comes into this.
Well, apparently what it is people are upset about the amount of destruction in Man of Steel. And they blame Superman for the destruction. And Superman and Batman comes in and he's kind of like, you need to stop this because you're too dangerous to be around. That's what I assume.
No, this is what happened.
This is what happened.
You see those buildings that Superman destroyed?
Yeah.
One of those was like a shelter, like a project.
Right.
And Joe Chill, the guy who killed Batman's parents,
yeah,
his home got blew up, so he had to resort to crime, and then he killed the Waynes, making Bruce Wayne Batman, right. So it's all Superman's
fault. So Superman made the person who killed Batman's parents kill Batman's parents.
Yeah. But is Batman older than Superman?
This is complete
crap. Really? Because it sounded a bit plausible. But
it? No, it didn't.
But I'm like...
This Superman came... into existence in the last year. Batman's been around for like 10-15 years. We see a shot of what is an old Robin costume in the Batcave.
It's spray painted with Joker stuff, right?
Yeah, with ha 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 ha.
Yeah, I'm hearing a theory that like he was Batman, then he retired, and Superman kind of brings him out of retirement.
Right, yeah. That's because they're using The Dark Knight Returns as like a sort of template for, which is one of the more famous comics with Batman and Superman fighting. Lots of destruction in the trailer. Lots of buildings being crashed into. There's a part where Batman jumps down and pushes Superman through the glass.
Yeah, the skylight.
I'm feeling people are going to have some issues with
them fighting. I'm pretty sure they'll explain that he has like kryptonite laced into his arm
something like that. You do see kryptonite in the trailer.
Do we?
Yeah, yeah. Lex Luthor is over the rock with the glowing green. I assume it's kryptonite.
Otherwise, they do something really dumb like he... like grinds kryptonite dust in his Cheerios and eats it every day. So he's just radiating
it from his... Right, he just sweats kryptonite.
Yeah.
That's a suit?
Yeah.
What?
The metal suit with the glowy eyes.
You're looking at a Batman vs. Superman suit? Yeah.
Yes.
That's the suit he puts on to fight Superman. And as Zack Snyder, the director, describes it as being right survival. No, because he's got a good addition.
You could do that through a helmet.
You could probably do it better through a helmet. Yeah, I mean, they did it with Bane.
Do we know what voice he's going to have?
There's that part in the original trailer is like, tell me,
really?
Do you bleed?
Because that gravity voice is a Christian Bale thing.
Right, yeah.
That did not exist before Christian Bale.
It didn't.
I actually really like the armor. Wow.
Yeah. It doesn't look bad, actually. I think everything looks good. It's a little bit dark, and like Man of Steel was. Wonder Woman looks all right.
I think dark is good in this case.
Where does she come into all of this?
I don't know. There's also Aquaman in this movie.
Stop. Oh.
Cyborg is also in this movie. No, I'm serious. Yeah.
It's a preview. Why are you asking?
What?
Because
we don't know what she comes into.
The plot.
This is also...
Look,
stupid.
No, all we know about the movie so far, is Superman is getting in trouble for mashing up Metropolis like it was a paper town. Mm-hmm. Gotham is situated right next to Metropolis. They're neighbors.
Yeah.
And besides that, Batman is coming out of retirement. Batman's been around for a long time. There's stuff with Clark Kent working at the Daily Planet, and then there's that part where his boss says nobody wants to read about Clark Kent taking on a Batman. I would think if you're running a newspaper and you're writing about Batman, that's going to sell papers. Why would he not want him to write about Batman?
Because he's retired.
It's old news.
That's not bad, actually. Yeah, that's probably that's probably the exact answer to my question.
And Wonder Woman is Bella Swan, Team Switzerland.
Wait, what?
Bella Swan, because she had to choose between Jacob and
what?
And Edward.
You realize she chose in the end, though, so not Switzerland.
Huh? Yeah, nah, she actually
she
wanted
chose,
Jacob.
Like, the third movie.
And then
her daughter ended up with Jacob.
But that's Batman versus Superman. I like it a lot, the trailer. I like the end with Batman, where Superman tears off the Batmobile, and then they rise and stand and meet each other. And
I don't like Wonder Woman, I'm sorry.
You don't like the character herself?
I don't.
You don't like the character.
The first Wonder Woman I've liked is Barry Natsuro's run on a...
New 52 one, right?
Like the daughter of Zeus and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It got very Greek.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I don't think this is going to do it at all.
No. Well, it might definitely not in her own film, but I don't think it's going to be in this one.
Also, like, what's your name? Gal Gadot? Gadot.
Yeah, Gadot. It's Gadot.
I don't know her.
Yeah.
Like, her acting credit of, like, fame mm-hmm. is Fast and Furious.
Right.
And we just spoke about Tyrese. You know
how Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I just hope they don't make her, like, one of Batman or Superman's love interests, right? I want her to be her own thing.
I mean, I think she's still with Superman in the comics. And she was with Batman in the cartoons.
I mean, as canon as it might be, I don't think I want to see that. At least not yet. Do it down the line.
Wait.
All right.
Aquaman Speaking too. Of Wonder Woman.
Cyborg.
Hot Girl is going to be an Arrow, right?
Hot Girl is going to be an Arrow, yeah.
So does that mean Batman is going to be an Arrow?
No.
Yes, it does.
It's very rare.
Wait, what?
2017.
Breaking news?
2017.
Take 4 breaks news. Batman in the next season of Arrow, played by Christian Bale.
Played by Tyrese.
Alright, but there's a lot of people in this movie. Not as many people as in Civil War, Captain America Civil War, but a lot of people that we've never seen. We've never seen Aquaman, never seen Wonder Woman, never seen Cyborg. They're all going to be in this movie.
I'm excited to see Jason Momoa.
But last story. This isn't confirmed, but Ben Affleck is in talks to star in Corey and possibly direct a Batman standalone movie.
Stop.
What?
I'm sorry, Ben Affleck. We didn't speak about Deadpool.
Do we need to speak about Deadpool? Well, did you watch the trailer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, no, we can talk about it. I didn't know if you'd watch the trailer or not.
I think, I'm not sure if anyone else got it, but at Comic-Con, they got a standing ovation.
Right.
And a demand for an encore.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Right, yeah.
It's a trailer.
I mean,
I'm not someone performing.
Right.
So why would you do that?
It's a trailer.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. Wait till you go home.
But it's like, the Deadpool movie is so weird, right? Because the first inkling of it was in Origins Wolverine.
No, it wasn't.
What was it?
That doesn't exist anymore.
Okay, fine. But when Ryan Reynolds was in that movie that doesn't exist anymore, and they had the character that was Wade Wilson covered up his mouth and gave him swords coming out of his arms and laser eyes, not Deadpool at all. And then it's in, like, development hell for a good, 2009, 4 or 5 years. And then they release, or they had leaked test footage, right? Or quote-unquote released, or leaked. And everybody was craving for it. And then 1 year later, they have a full-length trailer for Deadpool, you know?
Apparently finished filming it in, like, ridiculous short amount of time.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's the trailer looked really good. It looks a lot like the Deadpool game, which is very much the Deadpool character.
Yeah, the only thing
up
wrong with
11.
The Deadpool game was the game, but everything else is fine.
Yeah, no, as in it's kind of a basic game,
yeah,
but everything else is like it's pretty cool. Ryan Reynolds is really funny. They messed up his face, which is good. I think that's a defining part of Deadpool's character. What are you doing, Kyle? What is wrong with your hair?
Listeners, you can't see what's happening right now, but Kyle looks like Ghetto Mickey Mouse.
Kyle, swag. You look like Hellboy, but he's going through a rough time.
Question: there's going to be a sequel to King Kong.
There's going to be a prequel to King Kong called Kong Island with Tom Hiddleston, and it's telling. We should have talked about that in the Origins episode, but it's telling King Kong's his origin, how he came to be King Kong.
I mean, I like the island parts of King Kong.
Yeah.
I like Tom Hiddleston.
You mean the King Kong 2005?
Yeah, Peter Jackson.
Yeah. But the Deadpool trailer. I'm excited for it.
It is the most excited comic movie. The most excited I am for a comic movie.
In 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay. Because 2016 has a lot. It's got Deadpool, Gambit,
Civil War,
yeah. Batman v Superman, Doctor Strange, and Suicide Squad.
Who's Strange? Cumberbatch?
Cumberbatch. Ooh. Yeah. But I think I'm most excited for maybe Civil War. Deadpool second.
Do we know if Deadpool is like R-rated yet?
Deadpool is R-rated. Okay. Yeah, 100%. It's got the trailer has blood and cursing and all the wonderful things of an R-rated film. It's not the first.
Because I remember there was some conversation whether it was
whether
going to actually
be
R.
Yeah, he released actually a pretty funny video on April Fool's where he was with Mario Lopez, and Mario Lopez was like, yeah, this movie's going to be PG-13, right? And Deadpool, he was with Ryan Reynolds interviewing him.
Mm-hmm.
Then the character Deadpool came around to Mario Lopez's sides and cut his head off and was like, Deadpool will, of course, be rated R. but yeah, so that's Deadpool. Thanks for reminding me. But Ben Affleck, wait, why did Ben Affleck make you think of Deadpool? Why did Ben Affleck make you think of Deadpool?
He was Daredevil. Okay. They're both red. They were both bad originally.
Right.
Now they look kind of good.
Now they look kind of good. Yeah, so he's in talks to star in co-write and possibly direct a standalone Batman. That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because
I like Ben Affleck.
He's a great director.
I like him as an actor. Right. So I just want to get out first, but yeah. I really like him as a director.
Yeah, because Argo is one of the best times I've had in like watching a film in a while. But he's co-writing it with Geoff Johns, who is typically a comic writer. He worked on Green Lantern for a while, right? Yeah, didn't he?
That's his defining run. He defined that character.
He
made all the colors, mm-hmm. I think.
I don't think he made need to make all the colors. Because Sinestro's been around for a while.
The color spectrum.
Right. But that should be coming out in 2017, which is after Ben Affleck directs his Live by Night. Or no. Justice League comes out 2017. Batman will come out sometime later.
Is Justice League Dark still a thing?
No. Guillermo came out and said that he doesn't have time for it. Because he's working on Pacific Rim 2.
Why?
Because...
Who cares?
I don't really know, right? Pacific Rim is one where I saw it and I was like, I don't see... There's not, like, anything open-ended here. You close the portal, everything's good. You don't need a sequel.
But the portal reopens.
Apparently, but I don't think you need that. Alright, so that's the news. So, yeah, I can talk about Ant-Man for a bit.
Did you hear there could be a crossover between X-Men and Fantastic Four?
Yeah, that's news.
I just said we're done with the news.
This is pretty big news.
No.
Wait, where did you read that?
No, it's legit.
Is it legit?
Yeah.
Alright, because they
I think Bryan Singer came out and said it.
They had a picture with all the Fox Marvel, because how it works with Marvel stuff is a bunch of studios own X-Men and Fantastic Four. And the other studios, like there's Marvel Studios, which owns everything, but then Sony owns Spider-Man. Yeah. That's where the diversification is.
Yeah, what happened was that before Disney bought Marvel, mm-hmm. Marvel was in the gutter. They were going bankrupt. They were doing really badly.
Yeah, this is like in the 90s.
They sold off Spider-Man to Sony, sold off X-Men and Fantastic Four and Daredevil mm-hmm. to Fox.
They sold off Blade and Punisher too, but have come back. And Ghost Rider.
And so has Daredevil. Mm-hmm. And they recently just got back Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, like yeah, they're in a... Yeah.
Going on with that.
And they got back Punisher, and they're going to be putting Punisher in the season 2 of Daredevil.
Yeah.
But I can see Fox wanting to do that because crossovers, like, that's the thing.
Until it's just family ramming.
Family what?
It's incest.
Oh my God.
This all comes back to my first point.
The first point, which I'm going to edit out.
All these sister shows just
sister shows.
Getting it on.
No.
So it's more than just incest then.
Yeah?
But they're all sister shows, apparently.
It depends. I'll have to see how this Fantastic Four movie plays out. It doesn't seem to work with the... I mean, I guess X-Men could just rewrite the whole continuity again. In Apocalypse.
I hope it's just a dumb crossover where Charles Xavier is like, yo, this isn't my field, call Reed.
Right.
Hangs up the
something phone. Like that. I know who to call. but yeah, that'd be. I'd probably not watch it. Depends on how Fantastic Four turns out. I'm not excited for Fantastic Four. I think it just looks over serious.
I am excited because they put Kanye in the background. Kanye song.
What do you mean they put Kanye?
Kanye song. In the background music for the trailer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's why you're excited. That's
but he's not even in it. It's just him, his song in that's the trailer, which might not be even mean.
That's not a good reason.
Yeah, but it's power,
that's
though.
That's not a good reason.
Any
man should have all that power. Four men should.
Well, three men and a woman, Nicanor.
What?
Three men and
three men and a woman.
I don't distinguish because everyone is equal.
Everyone's a man?
What?
Everyone's
what? Alright, so Ant-Man is Adam Sandler won Friday with Pixels on the box office, but Ant-Man should...
Further cementing my disregard and hatred for the human race. Let's continue.
Ant-Man should stay at number one second weekend in a row. Yeah, I saw Ant-Man.
Monologue
time. When I saw... Monologue time, because nobody else saw it.
Wait, is this still news?
No, news
speaking
is
of Pacific Rim, we should talk about robots.
We're not there yet.
You can't
do this, Cal. You're not running this show. You're not running this show.
I mean,
Cal.
If you feel something like that coming on, feel free to jump in. It just might not work every time.
After the room, Cal just put a gun to Damon's head and said, yo, we are done with this now. We are moving on to the topic at hand.
But I said, we're moving on. I can talk about Ant-Man for a bit. Just to give my brief review, I'm going to write a long-form review, and you can see it on my blog, dmlevy.blogspot.com. I'll get a better name, trust me.
We'll link it to you guys.
I'll put a link in the description for this episode. You can read my other reviews. I wrote one for Inside Out recently. That was actually pretty fun to write. Ant-Man is... It's good. It's a detachment from other Marvel properties, I would think.
Would you say it's a smaller movie?
I actually would say it's a smaller movie, and I'm not making a joke here, because it isn't... The whole world isn't at stake here. Alright? It's just about... The story basically is... Hank Pym used to be Ant-Man. He used to be working for S.H.I.E.L.D. in fighting against Russians in the Cold War. Gives it up.
Played by Michael Douglas.
Played by Michael Douglas. If you use the Ant-Man suit for too long, your brain gets messed up. So he has to put it aside for a while. So Ant-Man project is shut down indefinitely. His protege, who is played by Corey Stoll from House of Cards, who is the villain in this film, discovers this research against Hank Pym's wishes. Decides to kickstart it with his company, Pym Industries, which was run by Hank Pym, but Hank Pym he's left because he's done with that whole thing. So basically, the story is Hank Pym wants this technology to not get into anyone's hands, so he decides that he needs someone else to be the Ant-Man, sneak in, get the suit, and then get out.
I'm confused about the part where he doesn't want the technology to fall into someone else's hands, so I'm going to give you the technology to go in and steal the technology.
Right, so he finds... Scott Lang,
yeah.
Who's just gotten out of prison. He went to prison because he stole money from them to give back to other people who they took money from.
So he just...
He thought it was unethical, but it wasn't illegal for that company to take the money.
So he stole money and then outed the company?
He stole money and outed the company. Nobody gave a crap that he outed the company, so he stole the money.
Okay.
And then he was giving the money back to the people who the company took money from. Okay. But the company was not illegal in taking that money. They were just being really unethical about it. Alright, it really is not as convoluted as I'm making it sound. So Scott Lang, he gets released from prison, and he is down on his luck. He's getting out of that con man life. He was a thief, and he's a master thief with a degree in, chemical engineering. Smart guy, really nice guy, low level jobs, there's nothing going on for him. So he decides that he's going to do this tip, which his friend's, his friend Michael Peña, his ex-convict friend Louise.
All right, guys, Ant-Man, guys, good, small, talk to ants,
I can
fight people,
I'm gonna
explosions,
start
to crazy. Go watch it, it's good.
He actually gets help from ants?
Yeah, he can speak to ants.
He can speak to ants and they help him?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
So, all right. Let me start over. I'll take out... I'm going to take out all that stuff.
No.
So Ant-Man basically is...
He's actually starting.
There's one guy with a suit. Another guy has another suit of the same kind. First guy with.
Right. So let
too
me
many just
I'm much
guys.
Better at this when I'm
guy
writing.
Guy number one,
it.
Guy number two.
Yeah. So the original Iron Man.
Right.
Has
guy
a
number
kid.
One.
Yeah. No. Yes.
So
yes.
The first suit, and then passes on that suit.
Right. Guy number
to
two.
The kid.
Guy number
no,
two.
Not to his
no?
kid.
No.
But you said Iron Man one.
Guy number one.
Ant-Man 2.
Ant-Man 2
comes out another time. Guy number one and guy number two.
Ant-Man A, Ant-Man B.
I don't like this.
Once more, guy gets small, guy talks to Ant-Man.
So there are two Ant-Man suits, and one is available, one is not.
Fuck off.
So the first
shut
person
up.
Gets
shut up.
Wait,
shut up.
Do you even know what you're talking about, Kyle?
Yes, I do.
No,
listen.
Kyle,
I know
you know what you're talking about, but Kyle...
Alright, so basically Ant-Man is a story about this guy. He
Christ.
Doesn't have anything going on with his life. And then a rich guy comes on and says, look, I've got this suit and it can make you really small.
So
you
can go
talk
and steal
to
the
ants.
Other suit.
So you can steal the other suit.
That's what I was saying.
Which, Kyle, don't interrupt me because I'm unediting the entire... I'm taking out everything that was said before, so they have no idea what you're talking about. Why are you even talking about Ant-Man? I didn't want to talk about this.
Once more, guy gets small, talks to ants, fights people. Explosions, good movie. Go watch it. People read my reviews more than they read yours.
No, they wouldn't.
Because my reviews fit in 140 characters, so they probably would.
Okay. Anyway. Alright guys, that was the second episode of the Take 4 Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to send your letters into the Take 4 Podcast, you can send it to take4pod@gmail.com. That's take with the number 4 pod I didn't want to type out F-O-U-R because I thought it sounded dumb. You can send in any letters at all. You can insult us. You can give us thanks. You can ask us about the topic at hand. Next week should be on trilogies, but if it does change, we'll let you know. You can follow me at Levy_Damien. You can follow Nicanor at Nick Gordon with N-Y-K. You shouldn't follow Kyle Howard because he sucks and he's a deeply disturbing individual and he's doing nothing but suffering into your life like he has brought to mine. You can follow Ian by going to his address at and taking a left down when you reach the but if you pass the Burger King, then you've gone too far. Now, the reason this episode is cut into two is because, well, we took 2 weeks between recordings, and sometimes news catches up with you. So it took about an hour to get through news before we got to the actual topic itself.
Yes. Who's there?
Good
morning. Good
morning. All right, I think that just about covers everything.